Last evening, the Santa Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 7 p.m. Adam Putoff, superintendent, provided an update on summer projects. He articulated that the middle school will get new carpet and paint at the middle school gym, and the football field will be getting a new sound system over the summer here, along with repairing our south parking lot that's in front of the high school, purchasing a new lawnmower, a new fire panel for our high school, and working to update our marquee sign that's at the corner of Columbus and Walnut Street, and reconditioning our middle school gym floor. Also highlighted the efforts of Vic Hemmelgarten. He's our bus mechanic. On the quality work that he consistently does. We just had bus inspections for the 25-26 school year, and our buses passed with glowing reviews. So, again, we appreciate Vic very much for all his efforts. Graduation is scheduled for Sunday, May 25th at 1:30 in the middle school gym. So, again, congratulations to all those seniors, and enjoy your last week of high school. Treasurer and CFO Jen Bruns presented the five-year forecast to the Board of Education. This is attached to the board agenda for anyone who would like to see that. High school principal Mr. Rosenbeck highlighted various student activities, acknowledging Leah Layfeld and Nora Grisa for being awarded the Dare Scholarship, and also recognizing outstanding TriStar students by program: Cole Moeller, Ag Industrial Tech; Caleb Swinzer, Ag Industrial Tech; Andrew Wall, Automotive Tech; and Karina Bruns, Interactive Media. He also recognized Elena Mesher, Maddie Steinlogge, and Erica Sitter on their med prep pinning. So congratulations to all those students and all of our seniors who have acquired different scholarships throughout the spring here. Middle school principal Mr. Kunk acknowledged a variety of activities as well. I recognize Aaliyah Reisner, Holly Stammen, Hannah, Nora Kadonier, and Chloe Beating for their being recognized by the Mercer County Board of DD for their creative solution to help a child in a wheelchair keep their materials organized while moving around the classroom. He also recognized Larkin Swartz, who finished third in the Mercer County Bar Association Law Day essay contest. So congratulations to all those students. Elementary principal Mrs. Imwale acknowledged a variety of student activities, highlighting the Creative Arts Night and Day that is led by Mrs. Shelley Zeller, our elementary art teacher. She does a great job of putting that all together, and it's a great opportunity for parents and community to come in and see all the great artwork on display. So, again, thank you, Shelley, for your dedication to that event. The board approved a service agreement with the Mercer County ESC for the 25-26 school year, also approved a contract with the SST6 for assistive technology, and approved the athletic training contract for the 25-26 school year. The board also approved the updated classified handbook. That was some changes made due to the new negotiated contract. The board approved a variety of coaches for the fall and winter sports, and the list of those can be found on the board agenda on the school's website for the details of all those individuals. The board also approved a list of students and staff for summer cleaning, and along with that, A.J. Kramer as a groundskeeper to support that process this summer. The board approved the May five-year forecast as presented by Jen Bruns, and the board also approved to rescind prior board action and adopted special education model policy and procedures that were released by the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce. A reminder that all board agendas and attachments to the board agenda items can be found on our website by clicking on the BOE meetings located in the top right corner of the school's homepage. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, June 9th at 5 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!